Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the best of the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. My father watched Walter Cronkite on the CBS program 20th Century back in the 1960s. That was a Sunday show. Now, I can't remember my father ever talking about old Walt, who was kind of bland. William O'Reilly Sr. preferred the more colorful Mike Wallace on Night Beat. But Cronkite was a titan for CBS News. When he retired 41 years ago, about 28 million Americans tuned in each weekday evening to watch his broadcast. The U.S. population back then was around 200 million. Today, there are 330 million people in America, but only 5 million of them watch the CBS Evening News. So what the deuce happened? Many things, none of them good for television news. First, most electronic news organizations are frightened of the cancel culture. So story selection and actual reporting are cautious, not bold and creative as they should be. Producers and reporters well know they could be fired instantly without any due process should they do something that angers the progressive left. We've all seen false accusations and labels such as racist, misogynist, homophobic, irresponsibly applied to public figures by woke fanatics. It is out of control. The most important point is this: those who run corporate media agencies are not interested in fairness. They simply don't want the cancel guns trained on them. The result is dull news and avoidance of important stories like inner-city gun violence, how drug addiction fuels social disorder, and the negative effects of President Biden's open border policy. Cable news also on the decline because it is repetitive and overwhelmingly ideological. Preaching to the choir will not attract a wide audience. In general, the predictability of the presentations on cable news is stupefying. There are exceptions on the networks and on cable, but my general assessment is accurate. I work for CBS, ABC, and Fox News. I know what I'm talking about. The TV news industry is in trouble as revenue is diminishing. It's going into Jurassic Park mode. The dinosaur era is still on display, but a shadow of what it used to be. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Remember that Jethro Tull song? Let's bungle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me. No matter how it turns out, the Justice Department bungled its probe into Donald Trump's classified document situation. Just like it screwed up Russian collusion, Hillary emails, Hunter Biden, on and on. Somewhere in a very warm place, J. Edgar Hoover is blinking rapidly. We don't know yet how serious the Trump transgression is, but it's safe to say that the raid is a symptom of a much more intense problem facing every single American. The Biden administration is blundering the country into dangerous territory. The president and his crew are creating intense problems and division among the citizenry. Let's examine the record. Unless Donald Trump was actively undermining the security of the nation, the invasion of his home should have been handled differently. drastic action requires precise explanation, at least in a democracy. We the people have not gotten clarity from the Biden administration about the FBI raid. Then we see the painful inflation ignited by the presidential attacks on fossil fuel. The incredible debacle at the southern border. The collapse of the airline industry and the brutal rise in violent crime. But perhaps the most dangerous federal screw-up of all was Nancy Pelosi's unnecessary trip to Taiwan. Why did she provoke China? For what reason? We don't know. Writing in the journal The National Interest, Harvard professor Graham Allison puts forth, quote, "If forced to choose between accepting an independent Taiwan and a war that destroys Taiwan and much of China, President Xi and his team will choose war," unquote. Allison's opinion is speculative, but he knows as much about China as anyone on the planet. Therefore, competent American leadership does not make the Taiwan situation worse, which is what the Pelosi visit did. What did the United States accomplish? Nothing. That's what. Overall, the anti-Biden narrative is mostly based on his inability to govern in a positive way. He does not solve problems. He may not even understand them. But I now believe Joe Biden is a dangerous president because he cannot anticipate serious situations, of which China is at the top of the list. Under Biden, America is a far weaker country than it was when he entered office. Therefore, we are all in danger. Pelosi sticking Beijing, the FBI battering Trump, millions of foreign nationals sieging the border, gas prices hurting everyone. None of that had to happen. But it has. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out Killing the Killers, still a big bestseller, great summer read. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. For the last decade, the most profitable movies in Hollywood have featured superheroes. In 2019, films based on comic book characters generated $7 billion at the box office. However, the rise of streaming and woke culture is changing that. Warner Brothers announced the studio will shelve the latest installment of the Batman franchise. Here is the story behind the demise of Batgirl. Development for that film dates back to 2018. Executives at Warner Brothers worked to update the character. Filmmakers hired a diverse cast and began shooting in Scotland. After spending a whopping $90 million, the film was shown to audiences for the first time a few weeks ago, and most of them hated it. Fans called the movie dull, irredeemable, flat-out stupid. That was the preview audience. The studio agreed. Bosses at Warner Brothers decided to cut and run. They scrapped plans to release the movie in theaters and on streaming. Some far-left critics say the movie was canceled because of its minority cast and female lead. Wrote NBC News, quote, "The killing off of Batgirl was a senseless blow to diverse comic fans," unquote. According to the studio, it was simply a matter of money, as everything is in that world. Warner Brothers recently merged with Discovery. The new CEO, David Zaslav, immediately promised to cut costs and canceled CNN Plus right off the bat. That was a $300 million streaming platform. And Zaslav cut it 3 days after it launched. Now, Batgirl is the latest casualty by Warner Brothers Discovery. And here is their statement. "We're not going to put out a movie to make any money, and we're not going to put out a movie unless we believe in it." And here's something else you might not know. Fans of Batgirl will likely never see the footage. For tax purposes, the studio wrote off the film. It's a complete financial loss. If the movie was ever released, Warner Brothers would have to pay millions in penalties to the IRS. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With Heirloom Seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.